The following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org.
This podcast contains explicit language.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning, she puts on a New York station. You know, she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know, her life was saved by rock and roll.
This is the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm Dawson Ludwig, and we're changing things up for this episode. We had planned on delivering an indie-approved pop song episode, which is something we're very excited about, but we had to put on the back burner because something came up that definitely trumped it. NPR approached us a couple weeks ago to create the ultimate list of noise pop songs for their website. They gave us 100 songs to define the musical genre noise pop, and we just delivered it to them. So it'll go up later this month, but we wanted to share with you guys a little bit of a teaser. So this episode will give you a preview of that stream with just 20 or so clips that will chronicle noise pop's evolution over the last four decades. First up, that was the Velvet Underground with Rock and Roll. Up next, we're going to listen to REM with Radio Free Europe. That was REM with Radio Free Europe, released in 1981, and we are chronologically following the musical genre of noise pop. The use of the yin and yang sonic elements, dissonance, and melody. So the first two examples, Velvet Underground and REM, were examples of bands who were using elements of noise pop, but it was not yet a defined sound. Really, the next few bands that we're about to play were the real progenitors of the genre. Many of these need no introduction, but I will introduce them for you. This is Husker Du with Makes No Sense At All.
So short, but you're walking so tall. It makes no sense at all.
That was Makes No Sense at All by Husker Du, released in 1985. And up next, we have The Replacements with Bastards of Young, also released in 1985. That was the 1985 track Bastards of Young by The Replacements, and up next we have Dinosaur Jr. with Freak Scene from 1988. That was Dinosaur Jr. with Freak Scene. So when we approached this list, we decided to bring in a few of our expert friends to fill the pot with options so we could edit it down to the top 100. So we want to take this time to thank Ted Leibowitz of Bagel Radio and Jamie Guzzi of Debaser. It was actually Jamie who suggested this next track. This is the Pixies with Gigantic. And as he points out, this is the first example of the quiet, loud verse-chorus structure that the Pixies made famous, and then Nirvana, of course, borrowed and made super famous. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. For now, this is the Pixies with Gigantic, released in 1988.
And this I know, his teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him. Walker every day into a shady place. With her lips, she said, hey, Polly, 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 let's have a ball. Hey, Polly, 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 let's have a ball. Hey, Polly, Polly, Polly.
Up next, we have Barnaby Hardly Walking by Yo La Tengo, released in 1989. Up next, we have Shine On, Sweet Jesus by The Flaming Lips. This was released in 1990, so we've broken the two-decade mark, and we've got two more to go. That was The Flaming Lips with Shine On, Sweet Jesus. And up next, we have My Bloody Valentine with what might be one of the most famous opening songs ever. This is Only Shallow.
Yeah.
So that was the 1991 track Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine. Up next, we have 3 years Ago Today by Built to Spill, which was released in 1992. That was Built to Spill, and up next we have Pavement with Summer Babe, and the newly reunited Pavement, might I add. And actually, a quick tangent, you know, one of the things that I'm very curious about is the National wrote a song a couple years ago called Around the Bend, where the character in that is a woman who's clearly depressed and looking for some sort of redemption, and one of the lines is, you pray for Pavement to get back together. I wonder how she's doing now. I wonder if that solved anything. Anyway, told you it was a tangent. This is Summer Babe by Pavement from 1992. The next song is Web in Front by Archers of Loaf from 1993, and regular listeners of the podcast will recognize this from the past 12 months. We've played this song specifically several times in the summer of 2011 when Archers of Loaf came through to play Great American Music Hall, and then, of course, when they came back in February to play Noise Pop this year.
stuck a pin in your backbone. Spoke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slid for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. You're not the one who let me down, but thanks for offering. It's not a voice and I'm not around. Thanks for picking it.
That was Web in Front. Up next, we have the mighty Lou Barlow with Folk Implosion. This song is called Natural One. This is Sunny Day Real Estate with Seven from 1994. We'll be right back. was Sunny D Real Estate with Seven. And up next, we have the return of Lou Barlow again. Lou Barlow makes his appearance three times on this list. And again, this is only a modified version, a shortened version of the larger NPR list, but still, three times. It's amazing. Once in Dinosaur Jr., again at Folk Implosion, and now with Sebado. This song is called Rebound, and it's from 1995.
A sad, sloppy mess. Looking for approval, easily impressed. The way they say, but why would I listen? I need to know what I've been missing. I'm no one you can trust. All little boy, lonely, curious life. Turns me upside down. Lost as quickly as I found. Seeming like it turns around. I'm the rebound. Call it fate, true love. Never forced romance. Fell into a new love. Maybe perfect love by chance. Where they say, but why would I listen when it feels this good? No one lives their life doing all the things I say they should. Confusion turns me upside down.
This is Heart Cook's Brain by Modest Mouse, which was released in 1997 off of the album Lonesome Crowded West.
With the appearance of Modest Mouse, we're clearly breaking into contemporary indie music, and this next act will solidify it even more. This is Neutral Milk Hotel with the song Holland 1945, released in 1998. And this might be my favorite example of quote-unquote noise pop, that really loud, dissonant sound of the distorted acoustic guitars laid against this incredible pop melody and a pop song structure. So enjoy. This is Holland 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Just a sister and a son, and only we sleep for the guns are came and rain.
This is the White Stripes with You're Pretty Good Looking for a Girl, released in 2000. So as I mentioned, we enlisted several of our friends to contribute song ideas that we later on cut down. The final list was curated by Noise Pop founder Kevin Arnold, Noise Pop partner Jordan Curlin, and with some help from the Noise Pop podcast. And it was a lot of fun. It was difficult. I think it stayed at about 120 for a long time. We didn't want to make any cuts. But one of the things that we did all agree on is that the golden age for noise pop really was in the late 80s, early 90s, with bands like Husker Du, Dinosaur Jr., My Bloody Valentine, Jesus and Mary Chain. And, you know, with these new acts, several of them have redefined the genre, but some of them are just straight up homages to that sound, and I think No Age is probably one of the best examples of a contemporary noise pop band. So this is No Age with Fever Dreaming, which was released in 2004. This is The Rat by The Walkmen, released in 2004. This is Fucked Up with Queen of Hearts, released in 2011. Now at the end of our sampler list, again, the NPR list, which has 100 songs, will be released a little bit later, and we will definitely announce that for you guys to check out. But for now, if you feel like we missed anything, please let us know in the comment section of kqed.org. We're going to leave you guys with The Men. This song is called Open Your Heart, which was released this year and is definitely in the top 10 albums, singles, whatnot. It's a critical darling. We love it. Again, this is the song Open Your Heart, The Men.
Podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. Stream us online at kqed.org/art/program/noisepop, or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline, 585-4NOISE5. That's 585-466 4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.